Hello, my name is Mark Davis, and I'd like to tell you about our study, Prompting and Encouraging Community Hydration Through Education, or PARCHED for short. This project was undertaken by Cwmtawth University Health Board with support from the University of South Wales. Our aims were to examine and identify causal relationships between frailty and hydration in older people, and this informed the selection of our methodology, realist review and evaluation. We began with a realist literature review, sometimes known as a realist synthesis, to develop a program theory. This is a model that articulates how and why an intervention or family of interventions work, for whom, in what circumstances, and to what extent. Ultimately, 50 papers were included, and these resulted in the development of the program theory. Within the subsequent realist evaluation, which was truncated as a consequence of COVID, we conducted semi-structured interviews with a range of stakeholders to further confirm, refute, and refine our program theory. And you can see this within our poster. The larger diagram on the right shows the program theory, whilst the smaller ones on the left highlight the elements that support it. Following the study, we were able to answer our realist questions. The hydration interventions worked for people with both hospital and a community backgrounds. They worked by developing an understanding of the importance of hydration, mitigating physical and cognitive barriers, increasing people's agency, using prompts to reinforce drinking behaviour, and routinising hydration as a dimension of overall care. In terms of extent, we found a degree to which fluid impact upon dehydration is contingent upon the system-level supporting interventions, for example, resourcing services, providing education and training, maximising carer contact time, etc. The relationship between hydration and frailty was less clear. Whilst the data points to a connection, further research is required to fully elucidate generative causation. Our emerging principles are that a greater understanding of the importance of hydration is required for all parties, that patients require support, both physical and psychological, if they are to be active agents in meeting their hydration needs, and organisations must work in an integrated manner, introducing systems that enable continuing professional development, encourage ongoing holistic assessment, and routinise hydration support. I would like to thank Cwmtawth University Health Board, the University of South Wales and the Burdett Trust, as well as of course the patients and staff for their contribution to this study.